Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsEgo.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
I see that there was the biggest seizure of dogs in a local shelter's history this week.
Yes, sir.
What happened and what's going on with these animals?
Tuesday, you remember, David, it was pouring, and a dozen shelter volunteers, first thing, headed out to a home in Milford. That's about 10 miles south of Cooperstown, to retrieve 53 Lhasa Apso's. Of course, they're the cutest little things. The breed is from Tibet, where, according to the American Kennel Club, they act as sentinels at palaces and monasteries. Since they weigh 14 to 18 pounds, I guess that means they bark when anyone comes nearby. Our managing editor, Libby Cudmore, and I arrived at the shelter just as the volunteers and dogs were arriving back. The volunteers, just local lovers of animals, were impressive. They were all soaking wet, but were generally in good spirits at what they had accomplished. A couple were crying, though, overcome by what they'd seen. The dogs are sedate little things. They've been pulled out of their homes, but they just quietly observed all the hubbub going on around them. Here's what happened. The day before, a county sheriff's deputy was summoned to resolve an argument between two neighbors. While calming everybody down, he noticed there were a dozen, two dozen, in the end, more than four dozen dogs in one of the households. It appeared things were a bit out of control, so he alerted Sheriff Devlin, who brought in the shelter. It seems that the homeowner had bought two or three Lhasa Apso's. It kind of got out of control over the past few years, and a number of generations had followed. Except for fleas and ticks, the dogs were mostly okay, although somewhat inbred. Except for the eldest, 15 years old, who had a number of problems, including an eye infection that caused his eyelids to sag. He wasn't well, and it's unclear whether he will survive. They'll get their shots and have a few weeks of steady diet and recuperation, and then they'll be put up for adoption. Because the dog's owner signed them over without an argument, she could have required the shelter to go to court to seize them, and no charges were filed. In the end, the shelter, believe it or not, may return a couple of the dogs to the owner once they're spayed. The woman apparently loved the dogs just a little too much. You may remember, David, we reported in August about that case of an out-of-control farm in Garrettsville, where 103 starving animals were recovered. It turned out the husband of that couple responsible had come down with multiple sclerosis, and the farm's management had gotten out of their control as well. David, people love animals, and many of them have this idyllic vision of being surrounded by them. Sometimes they don't mean harm, but good. Still, caring for animals is hard work, and things can and do evolve into the kind of situation we saw the other day.
Glad to see the animals have been taken care of. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsEgo.com, where you can go to read this story. We've even included a picture of the dogs on our website at WAMC.org. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, sir.